This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Soldiers marching in a spectacular lockstep as China showed off its military might in an elaborate parade marking the country's 70th anniversary under Communist Party rule on Tuesday. Meanwhile, violent clashes erupted between pro-democracy demonstrators and security forces in Hong Kong in a direct challenge to the mainland's tightening grip on the autonomous city. Police fired tear gas and water cannons at umbrella-carrying protesters who hurled homemade gasoline bombs at the riot police. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are moving ahead with their impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump, with subpoenas requesting documents from his personal lawyer and his Secretary of State, as well as hearings scheduled this week with former officials involved in U.S.-Ukraine policy. The heads of the House Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees have given Secretary of State Mike Pompeo until Thursday to produce documents linked to the probe launched after a whistleblower filed a complaint expressing concern President Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference. A political action committee that backs House Republican candidates releases digital political ads targeting three House Democrats, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The ads from the Congressional Leadership Fund are nearly verbatim, with just the names and pronouns changed.
Instead of working across the aisle to fix Washington, Cartwright is now pushing a radical scheme to impeach President Trump.
That from a spot attacking Pennsylvania's Matt Cartwright, who's been in Congress since 2013, but now represents a new district. Two first-term Democrats also targeted, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin and Elaine Luria of Virginia.
Dividing the country, tearing us apart because she doesn't like the president.
The group plans to run the ads during Congress' current two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
This is VOA News. North Korea has agreed to resume working-level nuclear talks with the United States this Saturday, according to a senior North Korean diplomat quoted in state media. Cho Sun-hui, North Korea's vice foreign minister, says Pyongyang and Washington have agreed to hold talks on October the 5th and will have preliminary contact the day before. It is not clear where the meetings will be taking place. The announcement comes almost exactly 3 months after U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas and agreed to resume working-level talks. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said military force has to remain an option in dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs because it will not follow through with its commitment.
I think the strategic decision that Kim Jong-un is operating through is that he will do whatever he can to keep a deliverable nuclear weapons capability and to develop and enhance it further.
In his first public speech since his departure from the White House, Bolton told an audience at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may offer to carry out partial denuclearization, but he will never give up his weapons entirely. A team of international researchers are raising questions about the links between eating red meat and cancer and heart disease, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The journal Annals of Internal Medicine published a series of papers Monday challenging established advice linking red meat consumption to cancer and heart disease. An international panel of researchers wanted to gauge the potential impact of eating less meat based on the average of 2 to 4 servings a week eaten in North America and Western Europe. Their research found cutting 3 servings a week would result in 7 fewer cancer deaths per 1,000 people. A group of prominent U.S. scientists voiced concerns about the research and tried to stop publication.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for corruption and bribery. The semi-official Fars news agency quoted an informed source as saying that Hossein Ferediun, Rouhani's brother, allegedly paid money to certain individuals in charge of bribing banks and other influential sectors of the economy for large sums. 2 years ago, more than 46 lawmakers called on Rouhani to present his brother to the judiciary to face financial corruption charges. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music.